Livings and Jewelry.
Well, hello. How was your day off yesterday?
It did okay. My daughter's moving to another town, and we had to go help her get in a new apartment, so that's what we did all yesterday.
Oh, fun times. I'm sure you were just thrilled to do that,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, now I've got to rent a U-Haul and take a lot of her furniture down there probably Sunday. So.
Oh, my gosh.
My son will help me, though.
So did she move into, like a higher-level apartment, or is it, like, on the ground level?
Well, no, it's a ground level, yeah. She's been in a multi-level before, and she didn't. Always noisy on upper stairs, you know, overhead was always noisy. So this is a single level, very nice apartment complex. It's really nice. It's fairly new. It is nice. So
how far away is she going to be from you now?
Oh, well, she was like 170 miles. This is about 45 miles, so that'll be a lot better. We'll get to see her more now.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
Yeah.
That was quite a trip that you had then, huh?
Yeah, but it'll be better because we haven't seen her a whole lot in the last 2 years since she went to Birmingham. We haven't seen her a whole lot, so we'll get to see her more now. So
she was in Alabama, okay.
Yeah,
she went
to college in Florence, Alabama. That's where she's moving back to University of North Alabama,
mm-hmm.
And then she moved to Birmingham a couple of years. She got a psychology degree, and I knew it would be trouble. She just can't find anything much in that field.
Really? You would think with everything that everybody having just any kind of issue.
I know. But everybody, she just got a BS in it. Everybody tells her and tells us now that she needs to get a master's to really get a good job. I think she's totally going to change and not even do psychology field. So she's probably going to work at Ulta or something for now till she finds something more, you know. So.
Yeah, oh my gosh. So when she was first taking psychology classes, was she trying to analyze you and your wife?
A little bit, yeah. Yeah, I said, hey, don't pull that card on me, you know.
That's right. We raised you and your brother. You turned out just fine, right?
I know. Yeah, it's kind of funny. But she's a good girl, but she just, she's a little quiet, you know. She's going to have to get out of that more, you know. She's a little bit shy. That's got to change.
Oh, yeah, she would rather just be home alone as opposed to going out and
well, her and her cats. She loves cats. But anyway, she'll venture out, you know. I'm sure she'll, now that we're closer, we'll get to see her more. She'll get out of that, I think, better.
Yeah. Wow, yeah. You had a lot of driving then yesterday. Oh, my
well,
God.
Well, it's not very, it only takes about 50 minutes to get there. And it's a nearby town, and it's a larger area, and they have, you know, they have mall and shop. They have a lot of restaurants. We go down there about every other week to eat, you know. So it's not that far away, really.
Oh, that's not bad. Okay, well, good.
Yeah.
Very good. But anyway, you should be have pretty much everything that you need for Valentine's Day would be my guess.
Yeah, I just got
right?
a package from just a minute ago. I just hadn't had time to open it yet.
Yeah, that one, it's so we actually had an oval solitaire in a 1-carat that was
set. Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I know ovals still are hot. So are rectangular
they are,
cushions.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so sick of rectangular
yeah.
cushions. But hey, you know what? It's better than a lab-grown diamond. It's natural diamond.
Well, it is. Yeah, I mean, that's what a lot of these young kids, they want a big stone, a little money, but, you know, I think it'll slow down.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, especially because you have the lifetime trade on natural diamonds.
Yeah, right.
So people have been using that more. So, but anyway, all right. Well, hopefully business starts picking up as far as Valentine's Day anniversaries and things of that nature. So.
Yeah, I got a post. I've got some pictures that I'm working on Facebook posts.
Oh.
But the ice storm did us in. I mean, that's what really has caused the slowdown is this ice storm. People, there's still a lot of people with no power and a lot of trees down. I mean, that's what did it to our business, you know. So
I mean, like, What did that happen, last weekend or the weekend before?
No, it's the weekend before last. Yeah. Yeah, this weekend will be 2 weeks on Saturday. This will be 2 weeks coming up, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. And people...
School's been out for 2 weeks, and honest to goodness, I don't know if they'll be able to go next week. I don't know.
Do they have a lot of crews from, like, different...
They've got crews in here from Florida, Georgia. They've got crews in here from everywhere. Samaritan's Purse, Red Cross is here. It was a pretty major thing. It was pretty bad.
Well, I'm glad that they responded and got people there, and things are...
Yeah.
But like you said, in the country, it makes it a lot more difficult.
Oh, it's tough. In rural areas, it's just tough. I mean, like, we went to Alabama yesterday, and from the state line is about 22 miles away. It was solid timber down everywhere. Once you cross the state line, just 23 miles south, there's nothing. I mean, it's...
Isn't that so bizarre how it just, like, cuts off on that line? Like,
it does, yeah.
It's the weirdest thing. Like, I know.
It is strange.
Yeah, but all right, very good. Well, hopefully more diamond calls come up in your phone a little bit later,
okay? Yeah, I'm working on it, hopefully, yeah.
All right, thank you. Have a good day.
Bye, thanks. Mm-hmm. You too, bye.
Bye.